Hi there, folks. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the online business and internet marketing podcast center. Hello and welcome. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and have a listen to this very quick tip, how to learn internet marketing, part three. Yes, I mentioned in earlier audios that I would just be giving you, let's say, half a dozen principles. And these are foundation principles on how to learn internet marketing. They are just an introduction. They came about based on the research that I did recently when I realized that there was an upsurge in people online through Google looking for how to learn internet marketing, an 80% increase. My market research showed me that because I am a teacher who helps people learn things and because I've been involved in internet marketing, and that is my genre that I specifically work in, have been doing now since 1998, I realized that there was an opportunity there for me. So what do I do then with that opportunity? Well, in the last audio, I explained very quickly how. What I simply do after that is I get people involved and build a database. Because when you come to my website, you will come across the opportunity to subscribe to my free audio course. Now, I do that in audio because that's what I do. I do audio. Hey, you're listening to this right now. Yes? Doesn't matter how you do it, though, but the second audio simply explained the whole purpose and principle behind that. Now, in this third section, we talk about the third principle. What do we do with that database? Very simply, what we do is we market to it. Now, that simply means we send stuff to them, we invite them to come and look at it and make a purchase, make a sale. That's the very basic principle. Yes, this is one of the models of internet marketing. What do we send to them? Well, we've got to have a product to send to them. So you can either create your own product or you can use somebody else's product through affiliate marketing. Or perhaps you can just simply direct them to a page which has a lot of information, articles on it, and links which they click on, and you get paid when people click those links. That's another model of information marketing and internet marketing. See, there are so many different models that you can learn, but these foundation principles apply to all of them. However, there is a key which I hinted on when it came to marketing in both the first audio and the second audio in this little mini-series. What is that key, you might ask? Well, it is simply this. I mentioned to you just a moment ago, we need to send something to them. What do we send to them? Well, I'm going to suggest that rather than just send to them what you think you should be sending them to them, that you actually send to them what they think you should be sending to them. Give that one a moment to roast your rheostat. Yeah. This is all about customer-centric marketing is what I'm talking about, not ego, not me. It's about them. What do they want? So if you're going to send an offer out to your database and begin marketing to them, which is principle number three, I suggest that you apply principle number one and you ask them what they want. Look, if you go to my website, askpaulbars.com, you'll find my latest question for what I'm working on at this point of time. That's how I ask my database, what is it that they want? And then guess what I do with that database when I market to them? I create something or I find something that they want and I give it to them. Can you see the underlying principles here coming together? First thing we do is we do market research to find out what people want. This is an internet marketing principle. Then we build a database. This is an internet marketing principle. Then we market to that database, applying market database to point number one. We ask them what they want and we market it to them. Now, you may well find that they have a great interest in a special report. So therefore, you would put together or you would contract someone to actually put together a special report for you. Yes? Yes, of course you would. And then you would what? Market it to them. But, you know, in my case, if someone said, well, we'd like you to actually do a video series for us, Paul. I mean, not just someone, but a whole bunch of them said this. Guess what I would do? Not just audio, but video as well. And, of course, that is why I now have video on my website as well, because such a need was received a little while back. So principle number three is to market to them with a relationship in mind, not just giving them what you want, but giving them what they want. You with me on that? It's vitally important. So that's today's quick tip. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. I hope you're getting something out of this very little Learn Internet Marketing series. It's such an important thing that you take these foundation principles, because you'll then be able to apply them to all internet marketing models and whatever methods that you might take with you. I'll talk to you again next time. Signing off. Bye-bye.